Welcome, bitches, to Bring a Bottle. Now, this is my podcast. My name is Samantha Malloy, and this will be talking about paranormal activity and true crime. I am here today with my ultimate best friend from childhood, Claire Majotta. Now, let's be real. She has brought me into the most fucked situations I've ever been in my life. And we're about to go into some of them. So let's start. Welcome, Claire.
Hi. So, basically, you know, what do you want to start off with? We've got a lot of stories.
So, let's just start off how this whole thing started. Let's just take it back to the main source of situations. Frank Majotta.
Frankie boy. Well, my father is named Frank, and my father died in 2013 from a heart attack, and that's where it kind of all started.
God bless Frank.
Yeah. The day of his death, like, I had a dream while we were driving to the hospital, Bankstown Hospital, if anyone knows it. Never been to the hospital before, and I had a dream of, like, inside the hospital, and then when I fucking showed up, it was the fucking hospital I dreamed of. So I was like, okay, fucking psychic tendencies here. And
I was like, oh shit.
So yeah, so that's pretty much like, it kind of opened up like my family and myself as well.
It brought me into this shit.
Pretty much, yeah, to supernatural shit. So so yeah, that's where it kind of all stemmed from. But yeah,
that day opened up a lot of things, not just for you, but for your entire family.
And everyone around me.
Like, literally, like, it paranormal began on that day. Like, we had our little childhood paranormal, like situations, but, like, this became real on that day.
I didn't know this was like, a paranormal investigator.
Shut up. But, like, when, like, everything calmed down, obviously, and, like, the funeral had passed, we all became kind of, like, more, like, comfort, like, more happy with ourselves and our lives. And, like, obviously, yeah. You guys had become more,
you know, dealt with the, you know, still kind of somewhat dealing with it, but most of all, kind of moved on, really, like,
that's when we started speaking about the situations that had occurred.
Yeah.
Between her whole family, not just Claire and I, because, like, obviously Claire and I, like, I only really knew the situations of, like, Claire. But then, like, that was when the whole situation turned into, like, everyone.
Yeah.
That's when we all became really, really close. We had been best friends since, like, kindergarten, and we are now, well, I'm in uni, Claire's finished school, doing our own little thing, but that was when we all became, like, insanely close. So, let's start with Coronation Street.
That motherfucking place. So, basically, Coronation Street, it is the house that my dad actually died in. He died in that house. So, maybe that kind of, you know, stirred things up a bit in the supernatural world and the, you know, the realm. But yeah, so we moved in there because my mum was renting this place.
Near my house.
Yeah, near Sam's house.
Near our apartment.
Yeah, and we obviously moved into the place we had bought, townhouse.
Just to be clear, they were separated.
Yeah,
my parents were separated when this all happened. Yeah. So they moved into the house.
Yeah, pretty much.
And we spent nearly every day there.
Yeah, pretty much.
I think we spent like the whole little 6 week holidays we get, like every day at that house.
Well, when we're in the rentals, I would go over to your house, like,
I remember walking down the street and your mom singing me happy birthday when I was picking you up for school. Yeah. And I was like, oh my god, embarrassing. Like, little, oh, year 11 year old me was like, oh my god, stop. Like, this needs to stop.
Man, I wish I was young again.
Her cigarettes with her coffee, and they're like, ugh.
I wish I was young again, bro.
Oh, look at the memories. But let's go, let's dive into the main source, the photographs of Coronation Street.
I have I have fucking brain damage, but I don't think I've never forgotten any of the supernatural fucking stories, and this one is a beauty. Okay, this anyway. So let me start
this
the story.
This one is a beauty.
So basically, it was a Saturday, and well, my two sisters and I played netball. So we've gotten home from netball and whatever, and basically, my mum tells a story about how. Her boyfriend Ian.
Shout out to Ian, number one bestie for life.
Yeah, pretty much. And her boyfriend Ian would come over, and she would put these two picture frames down on her what's it called again?
Dressing table.
Yeah, dressing table. Yeah that shit. She'll put it down because it was a picture of my nonno and of my dad, and like didn't want Ian to feel like weird.
It was kind of just more of like. The uncomfortable situations. Respect. Like they were together before your dad passed, but it was kind of just more like
it was. Yeah,
it's kind of awkward. Like he's already stepping into your dad's house. And then it's like she just felt that he would feel more comfortable if they were like face down. Yeah,
yeah. So one day, she said that she thinks that she put the pictures down. She went to the shower, and then she's come out, and the pictures were back up. So we were talking about it and shit, and we were like, oh, shit, like, what the fuck? And how the room worked was when you walked up the stairs, you turn left, and that was her room, but it would be like a corridor. So you could kind of, you could see the dresser from the corridor, so you could see the pictures. So basically, we're like, okay, well, let's fucking try it. Like, what the fuck?
Let's just test it.
Let's test it. Like, the fuckwits we are. So basically, all of us go upstairs. We put the pictures down. And then we go downstairs. Literally, no one went upstairs. We kind of forgot about it, to be honest. Like, we were just chilling downstairs.
Teenage kids had just played a whole day of netball. Like, we were insane netball players. Like, we used to go hard out all day. You guys were there for, like, 7 hours.
Yeah, pretty much.
Your mum went into the shower and continue.
Yeah, so basically, we're all downstairs, and then one of us were like, oh, shit, like, you remember the pictures that we put down? Let's go check it out. So I'm like, okay, cool. So I go first up the stairs, and I'm freaking out, because I'm like, well, how am I going to react if
you
the pictures are up?
Gut feeling.
Yeah, like, how am I going to react?
Mm.
Literally.
Like, how are you meant to react? Like, what do you mean you're meant to go, yeah, Frankie boy? Like, what are you meant to do?
Yeah, I was, like, 10 years old, man. I was, like, scared. Anyways, so we all walk up the stairs. Yeah, we all walk upstairs. I'm fucking first. I don't know why I chose to be first.
Out of all of them, you're the youngest.
I know. And literally, I look to my left. You know what was fucking up? The fucking picture frames. They were both up. And I'm, like, hysterically crying. I'm like, what the fuck? Because I was just, like... Nah, motherfuckers, like, that's some ghost-ass shit. And I wish that there were people, like, so many other people who fucking saw that stuff. Because I feel like maybe sometimes people were just like, oh, yeah, okay, you're a crackhead. But, like, you know what I mean? It's just, like,
It's just, like, for me to believe, because I wasn't there this day. This is the one day I didn't go to your house. This is the one day I was like, no, I want to go home. Like, I miss my family, but I miss my puppies the most.
Yeah.
But I was like, I'm going to go home, and then the next day... I see them and they told me this story, and the way that all three of them told me this story, my literal heart dropped to my gut.
Yeah.
Like it was like, you could just tell in their faces how scared they were that this wasn't a lie. Like it was like, it scared my dad.
Yeah.
And my dad's like seen some terrible stuff in his life. And that was like, wow, like they're not faking it.
No, not fucking around. That's damn
they're sure. Not faking it. And that was like a whoa, like situation where we were all like, oh my God. And I still remember you telling me like you guys were all screaming, like saying like, because like Frank was a joke star. He was one that would like always make jokes, always happy. Like it was never anything to be harmful.
Yeah.
And I just remember you guys saying like, you were just yelling like, you got to stop. Like the joke's got to stop. Like it's too far now. Like it's serious. Yeah. Like you guys were actually petrified. And I remember that they stopped for ages after that.
Yeah.
It stopped for a while. Because, like, there was a little things in between that we're not going to really, like, expand on because they were small little situations. Like.
But as soon as, because we potentially obviously moved out, but as soon as we moved out, maybe a couple things happened here, and then after that, nothing.
Yeah. Until we went camping together.
Oh.
Oh, my God. So, our families go camping, like, basically every year together. Like, every year. Was this the time my family came, or was I just with you?
I don't know.
I don't remember. But anyway, so what happened was, we're all sitting in, like, we had, like, when I say Claire's family had, like, 15 people in the family, I'm not even taking the piss. Not even taking the piss. So we're in this ginormous tent, like, ginormous camp trailer, like, 6 rooms in this one tent. And we're all sitting on this one, like, on these 2 little blow-up mattresses at one end of the tent. And all our phones, because obviously you're camping, there's no reception.
Yeah.
Like, none of us were on our phones. So they're all the way on the other side of the tent. So we're all just sitting there chatting. Oh, this is when your sister came back from Hawaii.
Yeah, so it was just
her little secret fling.
Yeah, it was just you.
Yeah, so we're all just sitting there chatting away, listening to Claire's sister's secret little fling in Hawaii, and we're all just talking, having a great little chat.
Oh, no, it wasn't just you. It was your family.
My whole family.
Yeah, it was our whole family.
And so we went to Pebbly Beach, and this place has 0 reception. If you have been there, there is, like, we used to have to walk up a gigantic hill just to get 1 bar of reception. So anyway, we're all sitting there, we're all talking away, and Frank had his favorite song that I'm pretty certain everybody knew it was. Like, I'm pretty certain the whole family do. I did. I'm pretty sure, like, the other siblings did, like, your step siblings. Yeah. Like,
Maybe not at the time, they wouldn't know.
But, like, so anyway, we're all sitting there, and Frank's song starts playing at his favorite part of the song. And we were all like, oh, my God, what the hell just happened? Like,
it was so, it was literally
like,
too.
I feel like it was slow motion. We all, like, looked at each other, screamed, cried, and then ran out of that tent. Like,
I love how, like, we're so dramatic.
But, like, I'm not even kidding. Like, that's how I felt.
Yeah, I mean, it's not, it's scary in the moment, but when you look back, you're like,
oh, now God, we're like, so, oh, dramatic. My God, we literally laughed, like, we literally cried over Frank playing his favorite song, like, yeah. We were so dramatic, because to us, that is just, like, Frank being, like, this is my favorite song, you guys were all sitting there chatting at a camp, like, I'm just gonna prank yous, like, that's literally what he would have done in real life.
Yeah.
But it was the most scariest moment. I'm pretty sure all 6, there was like 6 of us girls.
Yeah.
Literally ran out of that tent screaming in tears.
Oh, and Jemima wasn't there, I don't think.
No. But we literally all ran out of the tent screaming in tears. And nobody knew because we were so, like, gobsmacked. None of
no
us could
believe
talk.
Us, bro.
We all just, like, ran down to the beach and we were, like, in tears crying. And they're like, what is wrong with you? And we're like, Frank's favorite song came on. And we're all, like, sitting there in tears. But it was the scariest thing. Like,
they all thought we were
it was your phone, and you hadn't played the song. You hadn't done anything. There was no reception to play songs.
To be
songs
honest,
back
I probably
then.
Didn't even have this fucking. Oh, I probably did have the song saved.
I don't reckon you would have. I reckon Lauren would have. Your sister, out of anything.
It wasn't my. It was my Samsung. It would have been.
I don't know.
Yeah, no. I think I did have it saved, but the thing is, with the old Samsungs, like, it's. It's a fucking shit show to get to play music.
Yeah, exactly. Like, so. It was insane. Like, it was utterly insane. Like, I've never, ever had that in my life.
Yeah, it was fucked. Like, it was very, like, devil in the moment. And that's the thing. The thing is that, though, is that when, well, now, because I'm so into ghosts, I'm so into supernatural shit, like, and in my little tiny mind, I could have been, I was telling myself, yeah, it's, you know, it's like, it's this is my dad. And of course it was, but when you get older and you kind of think, you know, maybe it was something that could have been maybe evil, or, like, you never really know because you can't see it. But I wouldn't
it was evil. We are very, like, individuals that do believe in,
yeah,
like, paranormal activities and, like, ghosts and stuff like that. We do. Like, yeah. We are people that believe in that type of thing. And now that you look back on it, you kind of just, like,
nothing evil about,
like,
it.
No, but, like, multiple situations. Like, you look back and you're like, was that Frank? Like, did I ever tell you about what happened in my car?
Probably, but I just don't remember.
So, I was, like, I was not in a very good mindset in my life. I wasn't coping well with a lot of things. And anyway, so I decided, I just got my P's. Obviously, I was driving a Commodore. I didn't have money to pay for, like, going out drinking and petrol. So I was like, you know what, everyone? Like, I'll just drive you to the pub and I'll take you back to, like, wherever you have to go. So anyway, we had our friend's 18th and we're at the pub. And then a couple of the mums were like, oh, I think it's time for us to go. Like, you guys continue having fun. And I was like, no, don't worry about it. Like, I'll drop you home. So I dropped my best mate's mom home all the way, like, a couple of suburbs away.
Mm.
It was literally, like, a 5-minute drive. And I'm driving back. I don't even know what time this was, but I'm driving back. I looked in my rearview mirror and there was a man in my backseat.
Yeah, that shit's
fun. It was, like, I'm not even kidding you guys. Like, it was insane. I literally had, like, my heart, like, I felt sick. I was about to vomit in my car. I pulled over. I was, like, panicking. Checked my whole back seat. There was nothing there. Like, I was freaking out. Like, there was, like, I can see it in my brain. Like, there was a man figure. A man with facial everything sitting in my middle back seat.
Yeah.
And I got back to the pub. I got out of my car. And my best mate came over to me. And she was like, you're literally as white as, like, anything. Like, you're pale. What the hell just happened? You literally drove 2 suburbs away. And I told her, and she grabbed me, and I was shaking. I was so scared. I had to wait, like, a whole hour to drive again because I was, like, freaking out. It was the worst thing ever. Like,
yeah.
And now I look back and I'm like, that wasn't a funny situation. That wasn't any good situations. Like,
yeah,
it was either my mind playing tricks on me, or that was not fucking,
yeah, point blank motherfucking period.
Like, exactly. It was insane.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
anyway, let's get back to some of the most strange stories that you've got for us today.
So another one, which was in Coronation, pretty much majority of these stories are in Coronation House. But there was one where I was home alone and I was on my iPad. But yeah, and I was downstairs laying on the ground. I don't know where the fuck I was laying on the ground. And basically my stairs were hidden behind a wall. Mm. So you couldn't see who was coming down the stairs, you could only hear it. So I was laying on the ground on my fucking iPad, probably on Snapchat or some shit, and all I hear is this, like, you could tell it was a man by the way they were walking down the stairs. It was, like, kind of heavy,
like, set. Stomping. Yeah, like, sort heavy of like steps. That. Yeah. You know when you're laying in bed and you're on your phone and you can tell which parent's walking down the corridor? Yeah,
I can tell when Renee, Lauren, yeah. I can tell
when you can anyone. Tell if it's your mom or your dad just by the steps, that's what she means. Like, it was a man.
Yeah, it was a man. And I'm just like, okay, I was, like, freaking out. And I was waiting for the fucking person to come downstairs, because I'm, like, fucking, like, 10 or, like, 11 or some shit. I'm just like, well, if, like, whatever happens, happens. Like, if it's a person trying to steal shit, fucking steal shit. Like, whatever. And then I could tell that they were getting to the last couple steps. And then as soon as the stair finishes, it's tile. So they're walking down the stairs, heavy set, whatever. And then once they got down the stairs, bye-bye.
Gone.
No one was there. I was freaking out. And
as you would have been, like, yeah,
I was on that, you know, the fucking, the app where you could, it's almost kind of like TikTok, but not TikTok. It was like,
Musical.ly?
Yes, but Ryan? it was a different thing where you could listen to music on it and, like, you could record yourself dancing to it.
Oh my gosh, I used to do it. It was that video thing. It was like Shaylee Star.
And I used to do, yeah.
It was something to do with Star. Yeah, oh Shaylee and I throwback. Used to
literally, like, I play, like, Lil Wayne or whatever the fuck his name was. Literally right after this fucking occurred, because I'm just like, bitch, I'm stressed. Like,
I need that Lil Wayne.
I was like 10. Like, what am I listening to him for? But yeah.
Oh my god.
But literally, like, the stairs, that can fuck you up, because the thing is that mentally, as what I said before, is that it can literally be anyone. It could be evil. You don't fucking know. It could be good.
I woke up in the middle of the night once, and my door, you know how my door faces the front door?
Yeah.
I literally woke up in the middle of the night, looked at my front door, and this was when the robbers were around, like, my area when we were younger, and there was a person standing at my front door. And I've never been so scared in my life. I hid under my blankets like a little two-year-old and cried myself to sleep. It was traumatizing. It was utterly traumatizing. It was horrible.
No, I think once, because I'm into, if anyone knows, it's called BuzzFeed Unsolved. I'm really fucking into that shit. And there's an unsolved crime and there's an unsolved supernatural, and I watch a supernatural part of it. And it's just like they take a picture and they see this woman's face, and it's like this, and then they compare it to the actual real life woman, and it literally looks the same. And it's just like, I don't think I've ever seen like my dad or a ghost.
I've never seen anything that symbolizes somebody I know.
Yeah, but I've heard smell. We'll get to that.
We'll get that in a second. A good old smelly old, you know what?
Fucking smell. And
oh, it never leaves
your side. I think I've seen a little bit, but I don't really think.
Have you ever experienced that, like, you feel like you can see somebody dark over your shoulder, or like a light?
Yeah.
110%. Like, oh, like this, or like I can just remember, like, especially when I was going through like my dark stages, like just feeling those people, and you're like,
the thing is that that's the prime time where
evil spirits when they can get take over.
But yeah, it's true, because when you're lacking, like when you're like very down,
self everything,
when you're really down, that's where they want you.
Yeah, that was like, that was insane. That period of time, just I think like, it got to a stage where it was like really, it got really bad. Like, I remember being at work and I'd hear my name being said, and I'd look around and be like, who's saying my name? Like, what do you want?
Yeah.
And like, nobody would be saying my name. And I remember once somebody threw something at me and it hit me. I felt it. And I turned around and I was like, what the fuck? Like, what are you doing? Like, we're working.
Yeah.
And there was no one there. There was literally no one there. And I was like, are you taking the piss? There was nothing on the floor around me. There was literally nothing. And I, like, I just remember, like, this went on and on and on. And I was like, I think I'm just losing it in the brain. Like, I'm not coping mentally with a lot of things that went on. But I was like, I'm just not coping. And then I started seeing people.
Yeah.
And I started hearing my name. And I started hearing conversations. And then I started, seeing people. And that's when I was like, nah. Psychology, what the hell is wrong with me?
Yeah, pretty much.
I was like, mate, I'm seeing people and I'm hearing people and this has gone way too far.
Yeah, pretty much. That's the thing though, is that
you always have to be aware.
Yeah.
You need to be aware. If you are anybody who loves this stuff, even if you don't, like even if you're just here to listen to me or make fun of me, whatever, like, literally, one thing I can say to you is if you're not in a good place, or even if you are and you have these feelings, tell someone. Don't keep it bottled up, because it's going to take over.
Yeah. Especially, the thing is that even if your friends are like, lol, you're fucked, like, about, so I'm talking about supernatural, it's good to talk to people about the supernatural shit, because if you're
like, supernatural, like, it can be, like, something mentally
wrong. Yeah, mentally, yeah, exactly.
Not, like, mentally wrong, but, like, obviously, it wasn't mentally okay for me to be seeing people and calling my name, which obviously I got told. But at the time, you obviously are sitting there like, is this like a ghost? Real. Is this like real? Is this supernatural?
Yeah.
Is this my mind? Like,
playing tricks.
You don't know until you actually get somebody's opinion.
Yeah.
Sometimes it can go too far and you don't want it to take to that level.
The thing is that I don't really want to air out my dirty laundry, but I'm going to do it anyway because I don't give a fuck.
Dirty laundry!
But yeah, so basically, I had issues with, I have issues with my mental health, and I have a condition that is epilepsy, seizures, all that type of shit. Basically, I can tell the story about how I nearly died.
Well, do you know this story?
What? You don't know this story?
I've been there for every seizure. What do you mean I don't? What?
No, I'll say what I'm about to say. Anyway, yeah, and I went to a psychologist because I was very depressed. I was very angry at the start of my
obviously seizures. Finding out that you have something that you don't know what to do about. You're young, yeah. Like.
I didn't it's even hard. Know what fucking epilepsy was, really.
None of us did.
Yeah. I didn't... I never knew anyone who had it. But yeah, anyways. So I
was... So especially if you're somebody that is new or somebody that does have epilepsy, maybe, like, ask around, see people, do what you feels best for you.
On Facebook, go into communities for epilepsy. I'm in two communities. I'm in a women's one. And I'm also in, like, a general, like, everyone, whoever the fuck wants to join. But yeah, anyways... I went to a psychologist and I got my mental health plan or whatever the fuck it's called, where they evaluate you and, like, whatever. I got 45 out of fucking 50. A bitch depressed, okay?
Welcome to the clan.
One of the things that they on the test says, do you hear voices? Like, the girl asked me, do you hear voices? And I said, yeah, I do. And she goes, what are the voices? She literally looked at me like I was, like, a psychopath. And... I'm like, oh, I just hear my family, like Lauren, Renee, and like all that stuff, call out my name, saying, Claire, come here, Claire. And I'm just like, why the fuck do they want me? Like, shut the fuck up. I'm in bed.
Yeah, comfy, exactly.
Bitch. Like, literally. And it's like, that's the thing. That's the thing, though. The brain is a very wonderful place. Sometimes people who are fuckwits have a fuckwit brain, and you can't fucking help that. But sometimes people are smart. Use their brain for kindness.
okay.
But, yeah.
I don't know. I just feel like if any of you guys aren't coping with stuff, you can always come to me and you can always come to Claire because, you know, we haven't lived the greatest lives in situations and we've dealt with a lot of mental capability with paranormal activity and seeing, hearing things. So if you guys need us, we're not actually insane. Like, don't.
True.
We sound utterly insane. Like,
I mean, I am, but.
We I sound am. Like we are actually, like, mentally unstably,
but yeah.
Like, crazy in the brain. Like, need I mean, to go.
The dying stories is supernatural. Somewhat.
Like, I don't even know the story. I talked
to the other side, motherfucker.
What? You never told me the story.
Okay, I'll tell you the story now. Okay, so I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, welcome, guys. Welcome to the daily conversations of me and Claire.
So basically, I'm going to tell you the context of a seizure. Well, you bitches probably already know what a seizure is in general. But basically, the dangers of having a seizure, if you have a seizure in your sleep, you can die. Like, it's... Oh, very high chance that you can die. There's a chance you can die having a seizure in general, but, like, the chances are slim. Okay, but when you have a seizure, when you're in your sleep, maybe it's just my type of epilepsy, but whatever. So I had a seizure in my sleep. And when you have seizures, it's just all black until you wake up. Like, you don't think, really. I've kind of woken up before, but my eyes were still black, and I was stuck in the seizure, but I couldn't, like, awake myself sort of thing. But I still didn't think about things. But anyways, so this day, I had a seizure in my sleep, and I had a dream, and it was a
dream. Does the finger things, like, they can see it?
Oh, yeah, sorry. You've heard my voice. Anyway, basically, I was in my old house, the house that I grew up in, Moons Avenue. And I was walking out the door of the house, whatever. And I was walking. And then my dad drove up in his Cadillac. His
good old Cadillac, brother.
It's a gorgeous Cadillac. Not anymore, but anyway.
It is a brilliant Cadillac.
Yeah, it is a very nice car. But anyway, so he drives up. And I'm walking towards him. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm just like, oh, I'm happy because I fucking see my dad.
Yeah.
And then I stop. And I couldn't walk. It was like something was blocking me, but I was like,
an invisible wall.
And I was like, what the fuck? And then my dad starts swearing at me. He's saying, oh, like just saying all these swear words, just swearing at me. I was like taken back. I'm like, what did I do?
And that's not your dad either.
Yeah.
Like, that was never your dad's attitude towards you. Like, that's never your dad's attitude towards anyone.
Yeah, that's why I was so shocked. And then the invisible wall kind of, like, fucked off. And I was walking towards the car with my dad in it. And with the Cadillac, you have to get your... It's fucking annoying. You have to get your stupid thumb and you've got to press into this thing and you have to open the door. And the door is heavy as shit. And when I tried to do that, my dad literally was swearing me, don't fucking touch it. You don't fucking touch it, you fucking bitch, blah, blah, blah. And I was just like, what the fuck? But he was just swearing. And then I was so confused. But then I'm just like... well, what the hell is wrong with me? And I was just waiting there in shock. Like, I didn't know how to react. And then I woke up from it. And then I remember just, like, kind of... I don't really remember, because you don't really remember much after a seizure, but I was talking to the ambulance. And I was talking to them while I was having my seizure.
So, no way.
So when I woke up from the seizure, I was talking to the ambulance and my brain didn't like register it. And I just remember when I woke up, the ambulance people, I had my eyes closed and the ambulance people were there and they were asking me questions and I was answering them like whatever, but my brain was somewhere else. So that's why I'm saying supernatural shit, because my brain was somewhere else. And, like, my mouth was something. That's pretty much, like, every single day she is. Like, but
that's insane.
It was so weird. Like, and I think, like, I mean, like, you can say it was a near-death experience, but maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. I'm not sure. But it was pretty horrific. Like, the thing is, that's the way I would really, if I was passing, that would be, like, what I think I would want in the aspect, just not the swearing, but you know,
like obviously going to see your dad again, like
yeah,
stuff like that. Like I think that's everyone's goal in life is to like not goal in life, but that's what everybody would want is to like when you pass to see the people you love.
Yeah,
would be like the ideal effect. But I also just want to put and say to everyone that when we make jokes about situations that involve ourselves. It obviously probably doesn't come across that way to you guys. Like, if we joke about our mental illness or anything like that, we don't mean to come across rude or offensive to any of you. So we don't want to seem that way at all. It's just our coping mechanism in a way.
Yeah.
It's kind of how we've grown up together, joking, stuff like that. And obviously, like, we've gone through it together, so we've kind of just kept that way. But we don't expect you guys to have the same thought process either as us. So... let's just leave that there and let's go back onto topic of paranormal activity.
Yeah. So that was the near-death experience. I had another one, but it wasn't as vivid as that one that I just spoke about. So that was, like, fucked.
So let's just take a step back. Take a step back. I swear we mentioned something about smells.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh,
the smells.
See, we got carried away.
I think.
You get carried away with this shit.
I know. This conversation could just go for, like, hours on hours. Like, I just remember us sitting on, like, the balconies chatting for, like, hours about this stuff. And then, like, your sister would come out and be like,
shut the fuck up.
What the hell are you doing? It's, like, 12 a.m. and you have school tomorrow, Sam. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I forgot Claire dropped out. Me, like,
don't drop out, kids. I'm telling you, don't fucking drop out.
Don't do it. Go to your uni.
Well, I mean, you can drop out.
UOW.
Basically, when my dad passed away, we went into the room to look at him, and he had fucking tubes and shit because, like, in his mouth and, like, body, because they have to show the family that, like, they tried everything to keep the motherfucker alive.
Okay, they don't have to show they did try.
No, they do have to show.
Yeah, but they did try.
Well, obviously they tried. But
you know, like, they didn't try.
Well, obviously they tried, but, like, you can't fucking
anyway,
do
move
shit.
On from that point.
Anyway. Yeah, so, and there was just this, specific.
Oh, my God, language.
Oh, sorry. Fuck. Anyways.
Disclaimer, no little children's on this episode. But, yeah. Or any episode in this whole podcast.
And there was this smell. that came from his body.
No, like a normal smell.
No, it wasn't. I can't describe it. I used to be able to describe it, but now I fucking can't, right? I used to always smell it.
In the home you used to live
in. Yeah, in the home I used to live in, and then coronation, and then the home I live in now, I haven't smelt it in like 100 million years until I think about 6 months ago, and it was almost like, you know when a guy just wears this really strong fuck-off perfume?
And you're like, ugh!
Yeah, because like, you can taste it. It's like in your fucking lungs.
When they like walk past you at a club and you're like, ooh, we're gonna go breathe!
Yeah, it's like fuckboy perfume. Oh, cologne, sorry. Like,
come here, baby.
Yeah, so basically it was like a boy like that walking past and it was that fucking smell. And I'm like, holy shit. And
it wasn't that smell of, oh, come here, it was that smell.
Yeah, it was literally, it was like a, like someone just fucking walking past, like, slow pace. And I'm just like, holy fucking shit. I became a dog. I was, like, sniffing everywhere. I was like, I became my fucking staffy bitch. And I didn't smell the smell again. So it's sort of like, it's a way for them to kind of show you that they're around and that they're looking out for you. And stuff like that. So, I smelt it a lot, actually. I smelt it in the coronation house. When I was around people and I was talking, it would just appear and it was just right next to me. And I didn't really come to terms with the smell until, like, when I got into my new house because I'm like, well, this is showing that my dad's was around me constantly when I was little, and when he just died, because he probably knew that I wasn't necessarily coping as well as I thought I was. And there was one night, actually, that I had a very vivid dream of how it all went down, because I wasn't there the day that my dad died. I was in the mountains, obviously, and I had a vivid dream of, I don't think I've told anyone this, actually. I think I've only told my boyfriend. Of basically, it was like I don't know how attacks work, but it was like I was having a heart attack, someone helping me, then me going into the ambulance, then me at the hospital, but I was like kind of like, oh, what's it? I was like in a coma, and then I like, and then it stops, and then all you see is the cemetery. And, like, the vault that we have.
What the hell?
And I was just like, holy shit. And it's like, feel like maybe there was missing pieces in my mind where I'm just like, I don't even know what the fuck happened. And then someone's shown me what's happened.
Yeah. Because you obviously weren't there.
Yeah, so I wasn't there. So it's just,
Just for, like, common knowledge, her other sisters were home when it happened, but yeah. Claire was not. So she did miss the whole kind of situation, yeah, which I didn't obviously is kind of better.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's hard when you don't have the same aspects as your siblings.
Yeah. It was like almost like
it was like a point he was of trying view of my somebody dad. Was trying to help you understand.
Yeah. It was fucking crazy.
Good old bestie.
Yeah, pretty fuck much. Like, honestly, like I remember Sam used to come over and sleep over, and we would just fucking hear fucking shit.
Oh my god. I just remember, like,
I swear, like,
falling asleep and you'd just be able to hear, like, footsteps, yeah, banging on walls, like, literally anything. I used to be shit scared to sleep.
Over. I remember, like, you not always over, used to talk about
if
it.
If you were, like, in a different room, I would be shitting myself. I was like, yeah, nope, Claire has to be in this room. Like, even in this house, like, right now. If I had to sleep downstairs and you were in your room upstairs, I was shitting myself.
Yeah.
The amount of times, like, I'd come over to hear fake tan, so one of you could fake tan me, and I'd be like, yeah, that's how close we are, just at BTW. They used to fake tan me when I was younger, when I was too lazy to do it to myself. And I'd, like, be down here, and I just, like, I would just freak out inside. Yeah. Like, it was just, like, the feeling of, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like, it was insane.
It's the fear of the unknown. That's the thing.
Yeah.
And that's, like, the whole thing of where most people, a little bit of the reason why people don't believe in ghosts is because it's the unknown. What, like, it's it's not logical. But sometimes things aren't logical. Sometimes people can't explain these things, and, you know, like...
Just like we're trying to retell a goddamn story right now.
Yeah, I know, exactly.
It's like, probably going to sound so much more interesting to us than them.
Yeah, well, probably, but, like, you know, who gives a fuck, honestly? But, like, it's just, like... But people fucking make up all shit every single day. I can't even say the fucking word UFO without people being like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God.
Don't get me excited on aliens, bro.
Oh, I don't even care about aliens, to be honest with you. I'm not an alien fan. No.
No, the thing is, aliens, this is what people have fucked up the word alien. It pisses me off.
I don't know. I just don't, like, my mind doesn't go into that. My mind is, like, serial killer. Yeah. Murderer. Yeah. Paranormal activity.
The thing is,
come to me.
Abductions, I don't think are real.
What, like alien abductions?
Yeah, I don't think they're real. I think people are just fucked. But, like, if aliens want to abduct me, please, like, whatever. But aliens...
How do you... You know what? Let's not get you started on this.
Yeah.
And let's just take a step. You know what I want to talk about?
They are supernatural, though, aren't they?
Yeah, but, like, you know what I really want to ask?
What?
Do you believe in, like, ghosts taking over people's bodies and, like, exorcisms and stuff like that?
Demons.
Yeah.
Bro, fuck that. Oh, it shakes me up. The thing is, I fucking believe that shit.
I don't, like, it's just, like, I've never, ever, ever, ever in my life come across, read about one online. Like, I just feel like whenever I think about one, my head just goes straight to, like, movies.
Yeah, because movies have fucked the shit out of demons. Like, I swear. The thing is, I don't really care. I'm Catholic, but, like, God isn't my first priority. Like, I don't go to church. I don't really care for it. But, like, you know, there's something. There might be something.
Each their own.
Yeah.
Each their own.
But people say it's a bit contradicting or how... I don't know how to say it. Yeah, contradicting. I believe in demons, but I don't necessarily believe in God. Because how to stop a demon is talking about the Bible.
Yeah.
Right, talking, or maybe they're just like shit stirring. And they're like,
I don't know. I don't know. For some reason, I've just never been drawn to want to know.
You don't want to know.
Like, I always, like, I always ask the question, but I'm never like, because usually I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to go look it up. I want to go find everything out.
Don't.
I don't even, like, for some reason, my body's just like, it's not an area I want to see anything to do with.
Because when I've done it, and I know a lot of shit. The thing is that the tiniest little things can open up just something that you don't want to fucking deal with.
Mm.
Like, it can open up a little fucking little hole.
I feel like I'm okay with, like, silences, demon boxes, watching all of those videos. Yeah. But if it comes to an exorcism, I'm out of this bitch.
Like, literally.
Shout out to TFIL. They give me life.
Okay.
On the scenarios.
The first thing that I'm going to say is, if your friend whips out an Ouija board, don't fucking touch
it. Have you done one?
Nope. Never touching it. No. I ain't not fucking touching that shit.
I've always, for some reason, in my mind, I'm like, I want to try it.
Don't
but I'm like,
do it. Don't do it. It's always
I believe in God. It's demons. I'm like, no.
It's fucking demons.
Remember when we used to watch videos and we used to see that, what's it called? It's like Zuzu.
I'm not sure.
It's the demon. It's like, oh, I'm gonna look it up now. What's it called? It's like the demon word in like.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Zuzu.
But no, don't fucking touch on a Ouija board. And if you've had bad experiences with the Ouija board, you need to say hello to it and you need to say goodbye.
Yeah. Z-O-Z-O, it's like the demon of the Ouija board. It's like the devil.
Yeah, well, I mean, there's multiple souls and shit that
okay, come well, I'm
there.
Sorry.
But yeah, anyways, you need to say hello, you need to say goodbye. Don't fucking rile it up. And I'm not being sexist right now, but there's always that one boy who fucking fucks with the ghost and always tries to rile it up.
That one horror movie.
Yeah, always tries to rile it up saying, hey, you're such a fuck, all that shit. Don't fucking do that, okay? Because that's the first motherfucker gonna die, all right? Like... Do not touch the Ouija board. And if you want to get rid of it...
Do you know anybody that has?
No. I think maybe one person. It was from like an online
PS4. I don't think I've known anybody to like personally do it, but like I've watched like real life like videos.
Yeah, people have
done that you know that are like real, and you're like, holy crap! Yeah. Like, I don't want to open a world like that. I believe in God. I believe in Jesus, and I don't want to open that section of my soul into that world. But I've always been drawn to the thought of like, what if?
Yeah.
Like, what if we were to sit down and do it?
If.
But, like, that's the thing I always think. Because my head, when I think about it, I don't go straight to, I'm going to meet a demon. I always go straight to, I might talk to my grandfather. I might talk to Frank.
That's the thing.
But then, like, when I watch people doing it, that never happens.
That's the thing, though, is that.
I feel like that's, like, I feel like it's a.
Yeah, it's a trick.
I feel like the whole thing is just, like, it draws you and then it just plays you.
Yeah.
It's like a fuckboy. It draws you and then it plays you.
You can ask me
like,
any damn. You can ask me any questions about it and I'll fucking answer. Honestly, I don't care. But
guys, just text me. Just shout me out. Just message me and I'll hit you up with Claire and dance.
If you as well want to ask me any questions right now about it, I can give you an answer because I know every fucking thing, right?
But how do you know everything?
Because what do you think I do with my time?
Yeah, true.
And also, even before, like, when the supernatural stuff started happening in the home, I would search shit up. But you don't want to do that. And I'm telling you now, you don't want to.
That's one thing I never did.
Good.
You don't want to. I don't know. I was never drawn to that. I feel like in our friendship, you were drawn so much more to paranormal activity and I am drawn so much more to true crime.
Yeah.
That is our friendship. Like, that is literally, like, I am true crime. Ask me anything. I'm not a lawyer, though. Don't expect me to help you. Yeah. But I literally have interviewed people, have had personal relatives' experiences with this type of thing.
Yeah.
And I literally could think of anything. Yeah. And you were like, paranormal.
I can think. I know lots of cases of paranormal and demonic cases. And the thing is that a demon... enjoys. So
hold on, guys. We're not fucking scientists. We're not 100% sure. We don't know anything. This is just our opinions.
My take. So basically, demons don't just come from nowhere.
Mm.
It's either people do rituals.
You have to do something.
Yeah, pretty much. It's people.
I feel like you're very, very unlucky if something. If you were the most unlucky person in the world, if something was to come with you or attached to you and you weren't part of it.
The thing is that...
If you hadn't been drawn to it, if you hadn't gone to a place that had it, like, that you knew about, you were sorry, I'm so sorry, but you were so very unlucky.
Yeah.
And I never wish that upon anyone.
Yeah.
Basically. Like, I'd rather sit in my bedroom 24/7. Like the rest of my life.
Yeah, pretty much. So basically, they don't fucking come from nowhere. Sometimes they're attached to homes if people have done rituals and fuck shit like that. Or if people have done the Ouija board.
Ouija board!
Basically, I'm telling you right now, the only thing coming out of that Ouija board is evil shit. I can be in serious.
Mm.
And homes, and then they attach to the people who are living there. And then it's
not gonna lie, I've been to an abandoned.
Yeah, fine.
Did we go to the same one?
Nah.
I went to the abandoned asylum.
No, I didn't go.
Where did you go? Actually, I've been to a couple.
I don't even know.
I don't even know what the other ones are called, but this one just sticks in my brain because it's so funny. Like, so many fun like adventures.
Yeah.
But like, it was never like scary. Like, paranormal scary.
Not,
but it was kind of just like, oh my God, I'm in an abandoned asylum that has, like, Ouija board stuff all over the floor. And you're like, oh my God, I feel like Kobe and Sam. I'm like, oh my God.
Pretty much,
But so
the thing is, there's difference between evil ghosts and demons. Demons, they have never walked the earth. They have never been on the earth. Evil people are just fucking evil people who have lived on the earth.
Motherfuckers.
Like Hitler and shit. You know?
Whoa! We're venturing there.
But pretty much, so the demons haven't fucking walked the earth. They're trying to find a host. They're trying to find something to latch on so they can, you know, wreak evil.
Yeah, basically.
That's pretty much. How, if you want to do an Ouija board, if you want to, I'm going to tell you how to do it peacefully. You say hello. You be respectful. Don't mock. Don't do any of that shit. Try not to be an idiot. Don't ask stupid fucking questions. And say goodbye. Never, I repeat, never burn it.
Yeah, it's like a Bible. Don't ever, never ever burn it.
And do not fucking chop that shit in half, because as soon as, or, I mean, you can kind of burn it, but no, look, it's hard to say. Just never fucking, never cut it, never fucking break it.
I feel like if you ever have one, pass it on.
The thing is that this, I saw it on TikTok, right?
Oh, the good old TikTok, yeah. Hitting the facts.
This girl bought this really, like, probably like 1950s or whatever. It was like an old Ouija board or whatever. It was old one. She got it at like a store, kind of like Vinny's or whatever.
Vinny's.
And she fucking bought it, right?
Regrets. And instant regrets.
Then she literally, this literally pained me when I saw it. She put it over her knee, like she probably used it or something, and went back, like cracked it. And people could have used that Ouija board and brought out fuck shit from it, and now it's going to wreak havoc on your shit. Like, no joke. Because
you just literally set it free.
Yeah, and this girl, so the girl showed the video, and then the girl goes, you don't realise what you fuck did, because you're supposed to do, like, this kind of, like, ritual where,
to get rid of it, basically.
To kind of get the board to kind of be peaceful and stuff like that. So hopefully that girl ain't fucked up, because what she did really made me fucking cringe. Like, I wanted to cry for that bitch. And she put it in the fire after she cut it up. And just like, you think that that board is done.
Oh my God.
But yeah, it's just like, it's hard with, it's hard with demons, because, it's just, let's just say, if you're watching a video, if you're watching constant videos about demons, that can open yourself up to it. And you do not want to open yourself up to that shit.
Mm-mm.
Like, it is probably the most scariest shit. And you're probably thinking, ah, oh, but you fucking did. Yeah, and I fucking regret it. I'm not saying that I've ever dealt with a demon. But it's just, you just know just something's just fucking over your shoulder.
Yeah,
and it's 100%. Just, you just don't know. Like,
you always feel scared. Like, you just always, like, always.
Constantly.
Like, it's just, it never, like, I don't know.
It never really leaves. But also, and the fact is that, like, it's just, basically, when you're speaking about demons and stuff, it gives them energy. They love it when that you talk about them. In that, like, they it gives them energy, it makes them, you know,
they love puppy. That you're scared.
Yeah, they like thrive off of it. They love it when people talk about them.
It's just like psychos. It's just like stubborn little teenage bitches. If you give it into them, then they're gonna love it.
Yeah, pretty much. So it's just
take back to high school.
It's just like a whole thing, where they're just fucked. You don't want to deal with it. You don't fucking do it on a Ouija board, please. And don't make your own Ouija board, because when I was really young, I tried to do it.
Do you remember that thing that everybody used to do? The
Charlie.
Oh my God.
I forgot about that shit.
I remember doing it like in class, and you'd be like, Charlie. And it's like, yes, no, yes, no.
I don't even
And you have the two pencils, and you used to ask questions, and it'd be like, does
so-and-so love me?
does John love Kara? Yes or no? Said no. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was the best. Like, that
I
stuff.
That shit. You know Bloody Mary? That fucking shit.
Oh, my God. Remember primary school?
Yeah.
Oh, my
Everyone
God.
Everyone has done Bloody Mary. Everyone has. And don't fucking tell me you haven't. Yeah. I know you've done Bloody Mary.
And you shut yourself straight after.
Yeah, pretty much, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you couldn't sleep that night.
That was scary as fuck. Yeah, and, straight yeah. out.
So you don't fuck with that shit. Like, don't do anything that will bring that shit out. Be respectful if you're going to do it. Don't mock. I know it's going to be funny, but you know what's also going to be funnier for you is when a demon's fucking telling your ass to try to kick your ass and kill ya. So,
100%.
I don't think you want to fucking do that. So, basically, have you seen The Conjuring? Like,
have you seen
The Nun? Have you seen Annabelle? Like, you know.
You know what movie actually freaked me out? The Ring.
I refuse to watch. I refuse to watch anything to do with ghosts, like demons, and I refuse to.
My god, that was like,
because I know that shit is some kind of, but the demons are real. Maybe not what happened there is real, but
like, I got scared to answer my phone for a week. I was like, I'm not answering my goddamn phone. I was like, I'm not dying. The answer is days. No. I'm not answering my phone at all. Oh my god.
And then, there were so many memes from that shit.
I don't know, but okay. Well, I feel like we should just wrap it up.
Yeah, pretty much.
We've been here for a while. We've talking about quite a lot.
We've been around in circles.
I don't know. I just felt like this episode, I just kind of wanted you guys to become comfortable with what's going to be going on. Just wanted to fill you in with a couple of stories. We will be getting Claire back. Don't you worry. Whether you like her or not, she'll be back.
I'm a bitch.
With her family as well. And we'll all be sitting down having great little conversations. And yes, we will be also talking about true crime.
Yeah.
In probably my next episode. But I just wanted to see how we would cope.
How it would go.
How it would go if we were going to survive.
Yeah, that's true.
If we would have this conversation without freaking ourselves out. I mean, but we're lucky we had our goddamn bottle of vodka. Otherwise, we'd be dead.
Water. What are you talking about?
Legal age, guys. 18 in Australia. Yeah, boy.
Americans wish they were fucking us, I swear.
I know, 100%. Bali's 13, bro. What? Anyway, beside the point. Besides the point. Anyway. So, I hope you guys really loved having this little chat about everything. Literally, we went into everything. So,
basically, every single little detail.
Literally. Love yous, leave yous.